Okay, so good morning, good morning. I guess I will turn off these chimes. Somebody who just called in could say, hi, where are you calling from? And I'm going to turn the chimes off. And I won't know who else is calling. So, good morning, good morning. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. And this is Ruth Williams. And today, we are going to be focusing on some tips for success. Yesterday, Mary Lou talked about commitment and making a decision and then making a commitment. And that was some of the part of what we had to do to be successful. And then, of course, sticking to it. So we have something to stick to. We have our chart. And so far, I haven't heard or seen anybody new. If anybody is new on the call, I can speak up and we'll cover it a little bit more. Otherwise, we'll just get on. We have a chart on our YBHurton.biz site that will tell you some things to definitely avoid at all times. And we have our acid alkalinity chart that helps us to know what we can eat. One of the things I do is eat a lot of, you guys know I eat almonds and now I've been eating pumpkin seeds for the last couple of days since Monty got me started on that. And so they were 3.0 over there over here in this column, I guess. So that would be a little bit on the acidic side. But by the time I put on, I think I'll cover that in a bit because I did write that down on a slide for you. So I wanted something over here to bring up my alkalinity balance because even the other couple of things I did to them, didn't bring them up very much. And so I had a little orange with it. Matter of fact, I think I had two little oranges with it, because I ate a lot of them. Pardon me?
Are you saying orange?
Orange. They were two little tangerines, those little teeny ones, so I had two of them.
Fine.
And I think they moved over into 6 point. They're not listed on here. I always thought they would be the same as the orange, but when I looked them up, they were higher. So I was pretty surprised about that. So here's our chart for today, primarily making it easy tips. And so I put down just a couple of them. I put down here for people who you guys already know that are on the call that the tools are on YBHurton. And I want to have that available so the people who are on here could see that. Okay, so how do you make breakfast quick and easy for when you're in a hurry? How do you make easy and quick snacks? I think these are the trick to staying on it, on the program, because if you don't have something ready to eat, you might eat something or we might eat something that is not good. And then we want to talk about quick and easy lunches. You don't have to have them quick and easy all the time, these meals. But we want to have some that are quick and easy, especially when people are getting started. Is that you have something that we know, okay, we can put this and this and this together, and it doesn't have to be difficult. Definitely mine are not difficult. And here's the pumpkin seeds, which I made up of quite a bunch of them and put them in by baking them. I put some coconut oil in a big glass baking dish, just a little bit, maybe a teaspoon or two, and it was a very big pan, glass pan. Put the pumpkin seeds and melted it a little, just stuck it in the oven and melted it a little bit. So that then I put the pumpkin seeds in and turned them all around in there, sprinkled a little bit of real salt. So the pumpkin seeds were 3.0, the real salt was 5.0, the coconut oil was 4.0, so there I have an average of 4 points. So I'm over into the neutral zone, but I didn't want to just stay in that low of a neutral zone, so I had two tangerines. So that brought me well over into the alkaline side. And I've been finding that I can eat all the almonds or all the pumpkin seeds I want to, and it doesn't affect any weight gain or anything. And I've been doing that, the almonds anyway, for years. I think they have so much fiber in them that they just don't affect that. I suppose if I don't know. I've eaten a lot of them. I'm sure I've eaten many times a cup of almonds in a day. And those are about a 5.0. So, and I always feel good on them, no matter how many of them I eat. Okay, so my other tip that I have is always cook a very big pot of soup when you're going to make soup. And I like to have some of this in the freezer all the time. I make a great big pot, only there's only two of us, and I eat three times more soup than Dennis does. He eats bread and some things like that, some really seedy wheat bread he has that he likes. And then I make up separately, and sometimes in some rice in that soup, but usually some rice in it. And I make up a rice mix that has cabbage and celery and onions and garlic and basil and in the rice mix, and I usually put some lentils in it as well. And cook that up, and then I, again, freeze it up in meal-sized containers. Actually, they usually do a couple of meals for me, because I don't eat that much. I would eat a great big cup of soup, but with the rice mix, I only eat a little bit of that, not as much of that, like a cup or less. My soup bowl, I have 6 cups, and they probably hold at least two cups of soup, probably more. Three good-sized ladles, and these are usually really pretty low. If you were going to say calories, they would be pretty low calories. It's big. They have cabbage and green beans, and they're never the same. Okay, so that's some of the things I do to make it easy for me, especially the soup and the salad. So let's start with breakfast. Does anybody have any quick, easy things that work for breakfast for you? What do you have for breakfast?
I take the easy way out, and I do the protein drink, and I throw in all kinds of spinach and whatever vegetables I have in the house, and sometimes I throw in an onion. Sometimes I put an onion in. And
you do?
Lemon. Yeah, I throw onion in it, and I love it.
Really?
Yeah. I know. Weird, but I like it.
Does everybody like it?
Nobody else will eat what I eat.
Oh, okay. I'm always making it for Dennis also, and I like vegetable ones. I never put an onion in, but I like vegetable ones that I don't think I could get him to drink an onion in his drink. But you never know. And so, are you putting fruit in when you put your vegetables in, Karen?
Now say that again. What?
When you're making those vegetable smoothies, are you putting fruit in also, or just the vegetable smoothies?
I'll put some lemon, some apple, or whatever fruit I have on hand, I'll throw in with it. And orange really helps it to have a nice sweet flavor.
It does, yes. One of the things I liked is the idea from Nancy Gilmer in Texas there, and was the avocado, because it makes a little bit smooth. It makes it so much more smooth. And I'm finding that since I've been eating more fat with the avocado and with the coconut oil, I just don't get hungry like I did before. It seemed like I'd always be hungry, but now I have to eat because it's time to eat, not because I necessarily get hungry.
Well, that's the nice thing about fats. Certain fats, the good fats, is that they give you the feeling of satiety, which is basically what you just said, is feeling full, so that way you don't get as hungry as fast. And they find that most people that don't include enough fat in their diets do have that particular problem, that they do start feeling hungry, and that's when they get into snacking things that they shouldn't be snacking.
I certainly agree with that, Monty. Thank you. And also, a lot of people I know have dry skin, including myself, and I have a dry patch in my hand. And somebody said that was a psoriasis. Excuse me. But now I've been eating this fat, and it's going away. So one way or the other, whatever it was, it's helping a lot. I think that we are definitely supposed to be eating good fats, and we've been taught to leave them out, and I don't think that that's... And just knowing which fats are really good is a big help.
Well, we've had this thing in society that says low-fat diet, and you know, that, in my opinion, was nothing more than a marketing tool because people are starting to get concerned about the weight that was happening in America. But talking about what you just happened to mention about skiing, I've noticed two things since I've been on this new program and eating the good fats and oils and whatever, and just eating better, is prior to getting on this, I used to, if I'd bump my hand or something on a cabinet or walk by the chest of drawers or on the door or whatever, I would get what they call blood bruises. I don't know if you've ever... I'm sure you've seen them where people...
Yeah,
that
bruises.
Just really,
a bruise,
and they come on quick. Well, maybe it's blisters, but they come on quick. I mean, I used to be able to hit my hand on something, and within probably, 5 to 10 minutes, there would be a big... a lot of blood that had come to the surface of the skin.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing I noticed that I was starting to get what they call liver spots or aging spots on my tops of my hands and everything else. And now, since I've been on this new way of eating, I no longer get that blood comes to the surface if I bump myself. And those spots are actually, as a matter of fact, I can't hardly even see them this morning. They're actually going away. And so, and I know that has to do with this, the things that we're doing now and the way that I'm eating anyhow. And I believe one of those is just what you said, Ruth, is the fats that I'm now getting in my body, which before I was getting a lot of animal fats, and now I'm getting the olive oil and the coconut oil and that kind of stuff, which I utilize in just pretty good quantities. A lot of people might think it might be too much, but I feel that that's one of the reasons that my skin is doing what it's doing, and you just happened to mention it, and thank you for that.
One of the things that the bruising is, of course, from broken blood vessels, but what makes our cells stick together so we don't have bleeding is the vitamin C. It makes your cell walls stronger. And so we're definitely getting a lot of vitamin C with all these fruits and vegetables.
Well, whatever, it's working.
Right. That's right. Yes, eating a healthy diet. One of the things I like for breakfast is I make scrambled egg, and I put olive oil in my scrambled egg, and I put organic soy milk, a little bit of that in the scrambled egg, and then a handful of dried onion, and this is what I usually put in, and sometimes I'll do things differently. And scramble that up, and a lot of times I dried some of my tomatoes and cut them up in little teeny pieces, and I can put those into my drink. Actually, I think I chopped up the tomato and then dried it, and so then I have these little teeny pieces of tomato that I can put into things. That's very handy. And so then when it's all done, then I chopped up a tomato. Like this time I'm running out of little tomato pieces. And so I chopped up a tomato for each of us, and we put tomato and chopped up avocado on my egg because I wasn't having a smoothie. I wanted to get some of that avocado every day, but I think it helps me quite a bit. And so I put that on there. Also, the egg would be on the acidic side of our chart, and so I wanted to get that alkaline number up. So putting the avocado and the tomato, I brought that up, and so that's again how we're balancing it. Anybody else want to talk about breakfast?
Hey Ruth, I just heard last night that coconut oil can actually reverse Alzheimer's.
Yes, I was done reading that myself. I know, there's so many interesting things, and they're talking about all these things, and in your brain is so much fat, and there's something else in it. I've got it written up, and probably give it for a lesson one of these days.
Wow.
Well, I was afraid that maybe it was just a wives' tale this person was telling me, but if you're studying that and finding that out, that's exciting.
There's a Dr. Mercola, and he just is giving out information like crazy. And first, I don't like to listen to his videos because he goes slow, and of course, I'm always in a hurry. And so, but he's got a lot of it written, more of it written now, and so I really like his information. And then he's got a long list of where he got the information and why and what it is in there that is affecting our body. So I'll probably talk about that one of these days.
Hey, that's wonderful.
There's so much information out there for us to find if we just look for it. Somebody told me a good site to go look at, and I looked at their site that they suggested. And when I saw what he was suggesting for food, I just decided, well, I could skip that one. The Perfect Diet or something. He wanted to sell his videos, but okay. So now if you look and see what they're eating, you'll know if that's the route we want to take or not. One of the things he said, okay, here's a shopping list. One box of Cheerios or something, of cold cereal, didn't say what kind. And then he had a few other things on. I just read that and said, okay, we'll stick to the ones we've got for now. Okay, anybody else have some snacks? What are you guys using for snacks? They're quick and easy.
Nancy. For with still, I like to eat the celery with the almond butter on it, other than peanut butter. That makes a quick, easy. But does everyone have Dr. Mercola's website so that they can be getting his newsletters? It's just Mercola.com.
Thank you. I was going to write some of these things down. I was going to bring this up on my desktop so I could write on it, but I didn't. So we have most of us that are on the website part have been on here before. So that Mercola is Mercola, M-E-R, and then cola, C-O-L-A. Is that correct, Nancy?
Yes, .com.
.com. Okay, Karen, did you want to say something about a snack?
Oh, yeah. I was just going to say, I do the easy thing with almonds and some fruit.
That's very easy. Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, I always keep those things on hand because, like you say, you want things that are quick and easy, so when I do my shopping, I just plan that in.
Okay, that's what I was going to say. I buy two or three bags of all those almonds, and I always try to stay at least one bag ahead, and I keep them in the freezer, except the one I'm using.
Bruce, isn't there some type of machine, or how can we make our own almond butter? Can we do it with food processor, or does it require?
Yeah, with a really a good blender or a good food processor, you can. I've made peanut butter before. I haven't made almond butter. You can also make almond milk. There's a machine you can make rice milk, almond milk. I've got one of those, but I haven't been using it. But I know Char uses it all the time. Okay, let's move on. How about lunch? Lunch is when I do my smoothie, usually. I like having it for lunch. And I do a lot, like, I don't put as many vegetables in, it sounds like Karen is, but I put some in. And I also know that I could get carried away with a high glycemic smoothie or whatever, but so I kind of count. Okay, from the old block program we have, and we have the chart on the YB Hurton site with the blocks and how much gives us a kind of a range of how to fix a smoothie. It would be the same as if it's on the plate and we're doing two-thirds and a third. with our protein and with our fruits and vegetables. But since I'm familiar with using the Dr. Sears blocks, and we have that block chart, I can say, okay, raspberries 1 cup. Well, I'm under that. Or, you know, I have melon in because it's very high alkaline, and I have a lot, have some of it in my freezer, about ready to run out. And so I can drop a few pieces of sliced, I have little slices of melon that are cut up in pieces. And so I can drop some of those in, and so I know that's hardly enough to even count. And then some pineapple, and you can have about 1/4 cup of pineapple, I think, and I have it all chopped up from fresh pineapple now. Anyway, so I just put those things in, and some kale. I found a favorite kind of kale, the ones that have, looks like an elephant skin, and so it's kind of bumpy. It's not very flat. I like, that's my favorite kale. Okay, so that's so. What do the rest of you guys have for lunch that is quick and easy for somebody, especially just getting started and wondering what to do?
Hi, Ruth. It's Mary Lou. Mine is probably about the same as yours. I will throw. I like a green smoothie, and I'll put in a stalk of celery and. I haven't done kale, but I do throw in a lot of spinach leaves, and I too keep fresh pineapple on hand in it. Yum, yum. And I use Pymag water, but I had originally seen, you know, rice milk, you know, 4 ounces of rice milk or almond milk or something there too, but the Body Balance has such a great flavor that I can just use the Pymag water with it. So we usually put a couple of scoops of Body Balance in there, and I actually put about a cup of fresh pineapple, tons of spinach and celery. So, yum, yum.
So, yeah, I use Body Balance in mine, too. That's fine. And I use one egg. If I haven't had an egg for breakfast. Because I don't usually do more than one egg. I don't see that much to dentist, especially. But, and the avocado. Look at this. This next one, I think, is, this is a smoothie. It's on the screen now, but just in general, basically what we're saying. Oh, another thing I put in my smoothies is a tablespoon of ground flaxseed, and I keep that in the refrigerator, and I have it all, I grind up about a cup at a time, and so that's already done ahead. And the pineapple, I have, you cut up your pineapple all at one time, and then I freeze it in little pieces. It's cut up in little pieces, and it's all frozen. And you have to kind of freeze it flat so it won't be a big blob frozen together. Okay, I was thinking of looking at, here is Nancy's recipe that I put onto a slide. And then she's got a half avocado in there. I do put in some banana usually, too. So I really like her recipe. It's very much what I use. She's got the Body Balance, so that's on the screen. Okay, let's go ahead and go to what do you do for dinners? It'll be very easy. What tips? If we have people on the listening side, what tips are you going to give them for an easy dinner?
Well, our house is kind of boring. we find things that we like, and we do it over and over. So last night, actually, I had lentil soup, but and actually, I found a brand at Costco that is already made up for me because we were really busy yesterday, and this, they swear, absolutely has no bad stuff in it. And let me see what brand it is. It's Amy's Organic Lentil Soup. And, you know, she even puts an asterisk after the spices, and it says it's 100% pure herbs and spices, no hidden ingredients. I thought that was pretty cool.
No MSG, she's trying to say.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway. But we'll have soup or we also like salad. I still do eat small amounts of chicken or fish. So
mm-hmm.
I have huge salad. I never worry about how much of that is on my plate.
Yes,
maybe a couple ounces. Yeah, maybe a couple ounces of chicken or salmon or something. So.
Yeah, we eat mostly the same. And when I'm cooking my fish now, I've changed to cooking it. I really like rolling, I changed from tilapia, which I was eating, and I didn't want to get away from that because of its farms and antibiotics and everything. And so I've changed to Northwest Pacific cod, and it's about the same, maybe even less fish taste, and roll it in almonds.
Ooh.
Fresh almond powder, or grain granules or whatever, and cook it in coconut oil. So good.
That sounds good.
Yeah,
that's great.
So that makes it very easy. I haven't tried doing that with a chicken. Dennis does eat chicken though, so I don't fix that unless he's not home. Not very much anyway, sometimes. So, and then the rice that I put the coconut, it gives it a whole different flavor. It just really is good. Sometimes I put it in the soup, but not usually. Okay. So, it doesn't have to be difficult. And like Mary Lou said, we use the same things over again. We have salad, but that doesn't mean the same things are in the salad all the time.
No.
Sometimes we have mushrooms, sometimes we have chicken, sometimes we have one thing or another. As a matter of fact, Dennis and I don't eat the same kind of salad. I eat a vegetable salad, and he likes the spinach, and then he likes to have berries and apple particularly in his salad. And so he likes things that are sweet more than I do. Okay. So, I was talking about all these almonds and all these pumpkin seeds, so I decided to look it up and see what was in these pumpkin seeds. And look at that, manganese, tryptophan, magnesium, phosphorus, copper, protein, zinc, and iron. Manganese, tryptophan, magnesium, and phosphorus, that's a pretty good percentage on there. And the almonds look about the same. They don't have only about almost half as much manganese. But they have vitamin E, magnesium, tryptophan, copper, vitamin B2, and phosphorus. And so they look pretty good.
Hey, Ruth.
Pretty healthy. Yeah.
Where can we get this slide that you have? I'd like to print that off.
That site? Slide? Just a second. The screen's going to go away. Because I was wishing I had that up there. But I bookmarked it. You have a little place to bookmark so you can find things down here to nutrition. And WH Foods, I think, Whole Foods site. Maybe. Yep, this is it. This is www.whfoods.com. And it has all kinds. So it looks like a really good site.
Now, that was www, what?
WH.
W-H.
For whole. And then
whole
foods. Just the WH, that's all of it. And then foods.com. Okay, so... again, we're doing a WebEx tonight, so this is a little advertisement. This program is brought to you by NECAM because we have seen the amazing results for years. Our mission is to help you to reduce chronic inflammation and reverse the disease statistics of a chronic disease. I have something funny. You guys don't disappear. I have something to show you after this slide. So For our toxins, we want to purify our water and purify our air. And Mekan has the best. You can't get anything better than what we've got for that, especially for the price. We want to balance our acid and alkalinity. We can help do that with Mekan Siaga and Jade Green Enzymes. We want to be able to have a good smoothie drink, and we have Mekan Body Balance. It has no refined or artificial sugars. And we want to help our stress, so we can do that with Mekan Nature Rest Sleep System and Freedom and Fun Times, because we have extra streams of income. You do not have to do what we do by talking or do presentations to do Mekan. All you have to do is be able to invite people to come and listen to the program or listen to CDs or videos that are online. That's very easy. Okay, here's my other slide I made. There was a friend of mine. This is a true story. My friend had a skin problem. The doctor didn't know what was causing the problem. Finally, she said to her latest doctor, "Well, I'm going to try eating a more healthy alkaline diet and see if that helps." And the doctor replied, "You don't have to do anything so drastic. Let's run some more tests." And then I imagine he might have said, "And see what drugs might take care of this problem." So there he is pulling his hair out, and there she is saying, "Yikes!" She went on an alkaline diet, and the problem did go away. And the moral of this story is we must be responsible for our own health. How do you like that?
Oh, that good one, Ruth.
Lou.
Love it, love it, love it.
Okay. So, I thought maybe I'd put that on our WebEx tonight, show folks. That sound okay?
Yeah.
All right, you guys. Anybody have any last minute words of advice, wisdom? So have a great day, and hopefully we'll talk to you, see you on our call tonight. Mary Lou and I are doing the presentation at 6 p.m. We'll have a couple of other surprises on it.
Thanks. Okay, good. A surprise.
Did you like that one?
Yeah.
That was the funniest thing I ever heard. Okay.
Do we use the same number for that, Ruth?
Yes, it is the same number.
Same phone number and everything?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye, everybody. Have a great day.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.